Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring attorney, guest, and former felony prosecutor Eric Faddis.
Let's take a look at one more clip here. This is Jen McCabe giving some major testimony. This is her talking about what happened in the vehicle once she and Karen had reconvened later in the morning. And Karen's trying to figure out what happened to John. She paints a very, I think, clear picture of what that car ride was like. Let's take a look.
Karen, we saw you outside of my sister's.
And what was her response to that?
She told me that she didn't remember going there. And then she started yelling, Jen. And then she was saying, did I hit him? Could I have hit him? And then she proceeded to say that she had a cracked taillight. In the car was Kerry Roberts, and so she kind of rolled down the window and was like, Karen, what are you doing? And then the plow was behind her, so Kerry pulled up, and I told Karen that I was going to drive her car because I didn't want her driving because she was hysterical. So we got in her car, and then Kerry Roberts called Karen, and then Karen was screaming and, saying that she had cracked her taillight. We need to go to Fairview. Could I have hit him? Did I hit him? And then she would just scream our names. Kerry was telling her to shut up. We drive past the flagpole area, and all of a sudden, Karen starts screaming, there he is, there he is, and she's banging to get out.
And banging on the door in the back seat?
Yes.
And at the time that she's saying this, were you able to see anything outside of the vehicle?
I saw nothing. Miss Roberts looked at me and said something like, she's crazy or she's bat crazy, something like that.
And when the defendant gets out of the vehicle, where is it that she goes?
She just runs.
And runs where?
Straight to John. She straddles John, and she lifts up his shirt, and then she lifted up her shirt and went to lay on him. And Miss Roberts went over, and she was removing the snow from his face.
Kind of sounds like a lot of consciousness of guilt there. Did I hit him? Could I have hit him? I have a cracked taillight, putting the pieces together. She didn't remember going to another place, blackout drunk. Obviously had a lot of concern for him once she found him in the snowbank trying to revive him. Not necessarily the work of someone who tried to murder somebody, but is that whole story made up? Is it all a conspiracy? Did Jen McCabe just think, let's make this whole thing up?
You know, the way it reads to me is like a person who is simply relaying facts of an interaction that she had. It doesn't seem like there's embellishment. It doesn't seem like there's inconsistencies or minimization as far as we can tell. It just seems like she's being straight up and telling you what Karen Reed said. On the flip side, though, what Karen Reed said and did doesn't sound like someone who necessarily intentionally killed their husband. It more kind of plays like someone who doesn't know exactly what happened and might have been involved in a horrible mistake.
Why do you think Karen Reed ended up going down this road of saying, oh, it's all a conspiracy. I mean, initially having these reactions, and it's all on record. It's not just the people at the home and the family that they're naming in the conspiracy that have witnessed some of these things. You have first responders, you have paramedics, you have other people that say, oh yeah, we saw this, we heard this. Why? Why go down this extreme road of saying, no, none of this is true. None of this happened. I don't, that's the other part I don't get. And the lives that have been affected and destroyed because of it.
Yeah. You know, I can't tell for sure if this defense was a creation of the legal team or it would followed from the facts and is actually what happened.
Yeah.
But the conspiracy defense is always so tough to convince somebody of, because the presumption that all jurors have is that no, things were, you know, by the book, these are police officers. You know, it happened how they're saying it happened. So to completely change somebody's worldview and get them to accept a far-fetched conspiracy, especially when you don't have all of the facts you might want to back it up, is a stretch. And I think it's a stretch in this case.
Yeah, it certainly is. And if this is a conspiracy, these are some wonderful actors, and they should have starring roles when this turns into the Lifetime movie. Because yeah, damn, they're good at acting.
In the prison stage show.
Yeah, exactly. In the prison stage show, which will be a musical, by the way. It'll be to the best of Celine Dion. Somehow they're going to put it all in there. I don't know how yet.
Similar to Glee, but with more Shanks.
Exactly. Yes.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spend on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spend on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Moto Casino.